Thursday, February 23, 2012. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon Durehove. Making headlines, political parties and others have broadly welcomed Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan's proposed 2012-13 budget tabled in the National Assembly on Wednesday. It exceeds 1 trillion rand for the first time ever, with the bulk of spending, some 615.7 billion rand, earmarked for social services. Revenue is expected to be about 904.8 billion rand. Democratic Alliance spokesperson Tim Harris said the money allocated for infrastructure and growth was not good enough, while Nick Kuernhof of the Congress of the People said government should lead the way and show it could spend taxpayers' money properly. Meanwhile, there was also mixed reaction to his speech, with Trade Union Federation COSATU vowing to push ahead with a planned strike against freeway tolling in Gauteng on March 7. This is despite Gordhan announcing earlier in the day that the Treasury had put together a special appropriation of 5.8 billion rand to reduce the toll burden on motorists. The costs of the Gauteng Freeway Improvement Project amount to 20 billion rand, with the South African National Roads Agency Limited introducing the tolling system in the province to pay the debt. As a result, ETAG motorists would not pay more than 550 rand per month on toll fees. As government finds ways to grow an economy that may eventually produce much-needed jobs, spending on social assistance will rise sharply in the next 3 years, from 111.2 billion rand this year to a projected 129 billion in 2015. The increase will cater for an expected rise in the number of social grant beneficiaries from 15.6 million this year to 16.8 million in 3 years. More than 10 million of these are children. Tabling this year's budget in Parliament, Gordhan said expenditure on social grants will grow from 105 billion rand in the current financial year to 122 billion rand in the next 3 years. Also making headlines, ways to find the billions needed for the National Health Insurance Scheme could include an increase in the VAT rate, a payroll tax on employers, and a surcharge on the taxable income of individuals. And South Africa's spending on education continues to grow, with Gordhan announcing an allocation of 207 billion rand to the sector, with projections that this may rise up to 236 billion over the next 3 years. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.